Hello, and welcome to Tales for Life. In each episode of this podcast, we'll explore a folk or fairy tale from a different culture or region and discover the life lessons, values, and morals they offer that we can use today. Join me on the journey through the magical and meaningful world of folk and fairy tales. Hello, story lovers, and welcome to another episode of Tales for Life, the podcast that journeys through life one tale at a time. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. There's always another story waiting to find you right where you are. This episode is a wonderful one for anyone who's ever chased a dream, picked up a craft, or simply wondered if they've got what it takes to keep going. I've titled it, The Shape of Persistence. We often celebrate the finish line without talking much about the lonely miles before it. But the truth is, achievement doesn't come with fireworks on day one. You don't run a marathon the first time you lace up your shoes. You don't paint a masterpiece the day you buy your first brush. And you don't bring in a harvest the day you sow the seeds. There's sun, rain, and a whole lot of weeding in between. Real accomplishment, lasting, meaningful accomplishment, takes patience. It takes grit. It takes coming back day after day, even when things crack, wobble, or fall apart. And single-minded persistence? Well, as we spoke about in last week's episode, that's where the shape starts to form. Where persistence begins to show its beauty. It's what makes fields bear fruit and lasting legacies. Today's story, from Africa, encourages us to remember that the greatest were once not so great, while the not so great can one day become the greatest. This is The Potter's Path. In the land of rolling hills and tall grasses, where drums spoke before words and stories curled like smoke into the night, there lived a man named Unjabu, known throughout the region not for his strength nor for his riches, but for the clay he shaped. One evening, as the sun melted behind the acacia trees, a family from the next village came to visit Unjabu. They walked dusty-footed, carrying firewood and maize meal, eager to share stories and sit beneath the stars. The children chased guinea fowl in the yard until the cooking pots began to sing with heat. Inside the clay-walled hut, they gathered around a low table, eating roasted jam and goat stew. The walls glowed golden with the firelight and shimmered with dozens of vases, bowls, and water jars, each more elegant than the last. The youngest of the family, a boy named Kojo, couldn't stop staring. He leaned close to a vase so smooth and round it looked carved by the wind. "Uncle," he asked, "how did you become so rich with pottery?" Unjabu leaned back on his woven stool and let out a deep chuckle. He tapped his walking stick three times before speaking. "Ah, boy, you see what I have now. But not how I got here. Let me tell you," he began. "When I was your age, Kojo, I was good at nothing. My brothers herded the goats. I lost them. My sisters wove the baskets. Mine unraveled. I planted cassava, and it withered. I tried to fish and came home wet and hungry. My uncle said I was like a chicken trying to swim. So they told me, 'Go, you are disturbing us. Find what suits you.' One day, walking through the market, I saw an old potter shaping clay with his bare hands. His wheel turned slow, and the pots rose like termite towers. I stared until the sun bowed down. I begged my father for a wheel. I begged again for clay. My mother gave me a small lump, barely enough for a cooking spoon. I sat and I shaped. My first pot was worse than a goat's hoof. My second cracked. The third looked like a turtle shell. But I kept going. years passed. My hands grew strong. My pots stopped leaking. One day I made a water jug for my mother, and people saw it gleam in the sunlight. They asked, "Who made that?" and soon came knocking. Unjabu paused and looked around his hut. "Now I have helpers for my fields, my goats, even my clothes. All I do is shape the clay. But I'll tell you this, Kojo. People pay for my pottery, yes. But I am rich because I kept going." Later that night, after farewells and laughter had faded into the wind, Kojo sat outside his family's hut. He gathered long stalks of grass and began to weave, slowly, clumsily, smiling all the while. I really enjoy this tale. It's simple and straightforward, but you know what? Sometimes those are the stories we need to sit with, because when the message is clear and easy, it touches us a little deeper. The message here comes in three parts. First, if something draws you in, pay attention. You might try a few things first, or a dozen, and maybe none of them feel quite right. Maybe they fall apart. That's okay. Keep looking. Second, when you find the thing you keep coming back to, the thing that makes your shoulders settle, your hands want to work, your heart sing, stick with it. Don't let a rough start fool you. Greatness rarely shows up at the beginning. Third, and importantly, remember, it doesn't have to be grand. It doesn't have to fill stadiums or land on prime time. There's quiet success all around us. People who cook, stitch, mend, care, build, teach, doing it beautifully because they gave it time. They kept shaping it, and eventually, it shaped them back. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Tales for Life. Until next time, keep at it. Keep shaping, because persistence has a form. It has weight, and one day, what you've been forming might just shine in someone else's firelight.